Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
Hey, good morning. How is everyone doing? It's a beautiful, beautiful day. Hey, we got a countdown to a new year underway. Gosh darn, be here before we know it. Got a series of updates, a blog post on the Jim Hinckley's America website that you can follow along there. A little bit of music from Joe and Woody and the Boys of the Road Crew. I know we heard a bit of that last week. Another story for another day. Podcasting, live programming, always, always an adventure. Glad for everybody's patience. It looks like winter has arrived for Arizona. 32 chilly degrees this morning, light breeze. Biggest problem we got, we have not had rain in months. It's so damn dry, we're going to be hunting jerky instead of deer. Ah, few updates, get you going here this morning. And then today's program is about you. We want to hear from you. We've got a section here where you can call in or you can type in your message here and I'll try to respond. But we want to talk about to you. What kind of projects do you have going? What kind of plans do you have for 2024? That's where we're headed for this morning's program. Got some great guests coming up in a couple weeks. I'll have this up on the Jim Hinckley's America website. And of course, we'll be posting this on the James Hinckley page on Facebook. And if it still works, we'll try to get it up on Jim Hinckley's America through our Instagram account. That has been another ongoing battle. Hey, guest coming up. We got Carrie Barrick coming up. She's with the Oklahoma Department of Commerce. She's also working with the state's Route 66 Centennial Committee with the Oklahoma Route 66 Association in the state of Oklahoma. And that should be a great program. The Route 66 Centennial is going to be quite a get-together. Angie Petrarek is going to be with us 1st of January. She has the Route 66 Information Station, quite a little project she has going, if you don't follow that. Marian Pavel is on the road again. If you see him, he's in Chicago this morning. Give him a shout out. Marian is with Touch Media, the company that's developing the innovative Route 66 navigation app. It's really a pleasure to work with Marian, developing the point of interest file, and the now we're adding an event section. I'm pretty excited about that, but gosh, I don't know how much time Marian spends on the road every year, making sure the app is right and building a network of partnerships. And I don't know how much money he spends on the road, but he sure invests in the Route 66 community. First road trip of 2024, I will be at Autobooks Aerobooks in Burbank, California on the morning of January 20th. Hope to see you there. I'll be handing out some Route 66 souvenirs. I'll be talking about Route 66 travel planning. And I'll be defacing books with a signature. Lots and lots of great things happening up and down the road. Gosh, don't even know where to begin. Route 66 Outdoor Outfitters has moved into the renovated mid-1940 service station, former mobile station on this corner of 2nd and Andy Devine, downtown Kingman on Route 66. That's part of a complex that's going up. Scoops on 66 is next door. Great gourmet ice cream. Soon there'll be a Mud on 66, a coffee shop, and then I'm really excited to see the Vintage Airstream trailers move in. It's going to be overnight lodging downtown. Connie Eccles, Wagon Wheel Motel, they've got a few projects going there. And boy, they're going to be ready for a bang up spring on that project. Then we have Tucumcari. My goodness, they're getting excited about this Route 66 Centennial, and they are moving that project forward. David Brenner at the Roadrunner Lodge is one of the people involved. The Roadrunner Lodge, if you get a chance and you're in Tucumcari, that's my go-to place. That is, David has an attention for detail that's just extraordinary, and what he's done with that. Talking to Scott Dahl last week, but the Route 66 experience in Springfield, Illinois, that's something you need to see. Try to time it for right about dusk. It's at the Illinois State Fairgrounds along an old alignment of Route 66. Like I say, today's program is about you. So you just chime in. Give me a call here or type in your message. And let's talk about road trips. Doesn't have to be Route 66 specific. But let's talk about road trips. Things you've got planned for this coming year. Because we don't want to make this just a gym show. This is an interactive adventure. Let's see. Of course, the holidays are coming up pretty quick here. And it's difficult to get a few things done. The cat's out of the bag. I mentioned this before. I'm currently working. I don't know what you'd call it, chief cook and bottle washer. But I've accepted a position with Quattro Publishing to coordinate the writing of a Route 66 anthology. And I be working with some great people on this project. Joe Sonderman, and he's with the Missouri Route 66 Association, a very accomplished artist, author. I'll be working with Reese Martin, very talented photographer, and he's with the Oklahoma Route 66 Association. I'll be working with Cheryl Eicher-Jett on this project. She is another accomplished author, and she's also one of the principal organizers of the Route 66 Miles of Possibility Conference. Let's see. Also going to be working with Greg Hassman on this project. He works. He's another accomplished photographer, accomplished author, and he is works for the Albuquerque, I believe, Review-Journal. In Albuquerque. It's also with the New Mexico Route 66 Association. That should be a lot of fun. So let's get down to business here. And let's talk a little bit. We've got some folks here with us this morning from Scotland. So how are things in Scotland? I have seen some pictures of coastal roads in Scotland that just intrigue the daylights out of me. And I'd sure like if you want to chime in and share that, I'd be most appreciative. Oh, I see that Tim Webb's with us. Speaking of scoops on 66 and pinata impersonations, Tim and Lenore have, they've been just doing a bang-up job, giving a new lease on life to a couple of Route 66 landmarks that have been derelict for decades. Always glad to see that. I was really sad to hear. I don't have a lot of details, but I understand that Jax Welburn is closing up shop in Waynesville. And I'm always sorry to hear that. I'll follow up with Jax and make sure see what's going on, see if everything's okay. Very good, Nolan. Lincoln Highway trip in March. Symphony Orchestra performing two movements from the Lincoln Highway Suite in March. That's intriguing. I was not aware that you had done that. Speaking of Waynesville, if you've been driving through that area lately, you noticed on the Dollar General store downtown by Rubidoux Creek Park, beautiful, beautiful mural. Another one in the portfolio of Ray Harvey Creations. And we've been talking to Ray Harvey for quite a few years, trying to find a way to get that boy out here to Arizona to do some, do a mural or two. Well, the discussions get hot, they get cold, we're back and forth, but I actually think we're getting closer. We'll see how that turns out. Kingman has an array of great public art by acclaimed authors or artists. Don Giulianella was one. He did the Running Hair downtown. But J.C. Amberlin is another that we've had do artwork here. She's an illustrator for children's books. All pretty good stuff. So, what can we talk about this morning on road trips? Anybody got any great road trips? You can call in or just type it in here. And let's talk about these road trips. We had Nolan mentioning Lincoln Highway. Of course, Route 66 is primary, what we end up discussing here. But, and I bring this up a lot whenever the subject turns to road trips. I have been obsessed with US 6 for many, many, many years. Now, I've traveled most of it in parts from Ohio to California. And I have not done anything on east of Ohio. This thing starts out in Cape Cod, Massachusetts, and originally went to Long Beach, California. So technically, it's the only highway I know of that went north and south, as well as east and west. Let's see what else I've got here on the list. You guys are going to just let me beat my gums here for a half hour? I think you should get involved. Louis Keen, he looks like he's kind of beat the cancer thing, which is, God bless, that's good to hear. And we will be talking to Louis here pretty soon. He has got some exciting things that he's doing. Of course, he's always got something exciting going at Uranus Fudge Company, either the store in Anderson, Indiana, or his primary along Route 66 near St. Robert, Missouri. And I'm excited to see that. Has anybody seen his Myrtle Beach, South Carolina? Well, that's my old stomping grounds. I'm from Moorhead City, North Carolina, down far east as you can get without getting your feet wet. That's haven't been back in that country in a long, long time. Mr. Denny's with us this morning. He's always good for a road trip or two. I'm not sure, you know, what we're going to do on the California trip. What I usually do is I come in from the north to Burbank through Palmdale, Lancaster, that direction. I find it a little less chaotic than coming through on the Cajon Pass. But I'll probably be staying down at the Saga Motor Hotel in Pasadena. I might have a secondary book signing I'm working on at Vroman's Bookstore in Pasadena. Oh, good morning, Lenore. Well, as far as I know, in Kingman, not much. But they're going to do the Route 66 Fun Run. And they will be doing the Route 66 Fest up at Lewis Kingman Park. And when I last talked to them, they figured that was going to be their two big events. But, you know me, I got ideas. And I bet you we can put on one hell of a good show. I'm thinking 2026, 4th of July weekend. We'll talk about that in a bit. Let's see, Oklahoma, they're just going to town on the Route 66 Centennial. They are selling everything on the hog, including the squeal, and they are really, really transforming communities with their efforts. They're really adding a lot of zest to the road. Illinois, like we talked to Scott Dahl from Springfield Convention and Visitors Bureau, they're also really, really going to town. They started several years ago, and they've got quite a few events lined up. They'll be hosting the Miles of Possibility Conference in 2026. They're going to tie that in as part of their centennial celebrations. Bill Shea's station, he mentioned last week that's being renovated and should be open by spring. It's part of their plans there. And of course, the birthplace of Route 66 Festival, that is become the event on Route 66, Springfield, Missouri. They're attracting crowds of 60,000 plus. And about a year and a half ago, they really started promoting Not giving a lot of details, but they're promoting and talking about the big shindig in 2026. And then we can start talking about the Route 66 bicentennial. Getting ahead of myself a bit. I doubt if I'll be here for the bicentennial. Let's see. Oh, here's a little note for you. Thank you. Couple other projects coming out. Second edition of 100 Things to Do on Route 66. All updated, upgraded. I just finished that, sent it off. Should be released by spring. Keep you posted on that. And this is another project that I'm really, really surprised of. Route 66 coloring book is coming up. And I'm going to be acting as a consultant on that project. I am. I'm still working with Tucum Carey. I helped design a visitor's guide for them. Been working with them on a Route 66 Centennial Committee, putting that together. And a similar project in Cuba, Missouri, that we have going. And then been talking to the folks in Needles quite a lot. They've been interested in something similar. So we'll see how that goes. Let's see, road trips. Well, we talked about US 6. We got a little bit of information here on the Lincoln Highway. You know, the Lincoln Highway is one that I've never driven from end to end, but I hear a lot of good things about that. Any recommendations or suggestions on books, travel guides, anything on the Lincoln Highway? I'd sure like to hear more about that one. And one more thought. Has anybody done the Alcan, say, from Highway 93 north, like, well, somewhere, start along the Mexican border and run all the way to the Alcan? Because, well, that's been on my to-do list for quite some time. Only about 45 years. I just haven't made it yet. Let's see here. Well, we also have Brian Butko has a book on the Lincoln Highway. Ah, very good. Thank you, Nolan. That's greatly appreciated. I'll write that down here. Brian Butko. Okay. Other great highways to talk about. One of my favorites, and is anybody familiar with US 12 in across southern Michigan? Used to be part of the Sauk Trail, and it's some parts of it go back, oh gosh, the 1830s. Just lots of little gems and treasures along that road. Walker Tavern dates to 1830s, 1840s. One of the things I found on US 12 on a recent trip was in the little town of Jonesville, Michigan, they had a car sitting in a city hall front window. So you know me, I had to stop and take a look at that. It was a deal automobile built by the Deal Automobile Company. Can you imagine the marketing on that one? Have I got a deal for you? Anyway, it's one of the only ones left in existence. The company was a carriage, wagon, and sleigh builder in the 19th century, started building cars. And in the late 1890s, they built a state-of-the-art brick factory, which is still there. It's now an apartment complex. And it, my pa always said, better to fill your head with useless knowledge than no knowledge at all. Well, during the early 60s, that factory was used. It was the largest manufacturer of Barbie doll accessories in the world. How about that? Yeah, Tim, the Airstream Caravan, that was really something. We had the official Airstream Caravan stop down at Scoops on 66. And boy, I'm looking forward to 2024. We can organize something. It was a quick stop, quick visit, kind of an unplanned. But I bet you next year we can really roll out the red carpet for those folks. And make it one hell of a party. Yeah, Denny, I know Michael Wallace's book on Lincoln Highway, and it was good. But Brian, I need something a little more informative. Speaking of downtown Kingman and welcome things, you know, I was talking to Jay Reddig and the folks there chilling on Beal, which takes place the third Saturday of every month. What is it? April through November, October. They're really got some great plans for downtown. We should have a lot of that in downtown on Beale Street infrastructure completed. And I think that we're going to be pulling a lot of lots and lots of car clubs down from Havasu and Bullhead for this one. So it should be a great event. Let's put a bug out here for you. Lincoln Highway Association website. Oh, okay. I assumed, you know, I knew of the association points of interest. I'm making notes here, Denny, as fast as I can. Like I say, we've got a lot of plenty of time here. We'll run this up, but if you want to call in or add some notes, please do share away, my friends. I have received just an absolute boatload of inquiries about me leading, if you will, a Route 66 caravan, possibly in October back to the Miles of Possibility Conference. And maybe, if it works out, making that an annual event leading up to going back to a centennial-type celebration. And my thought on this is keep it simple. Simply let people know that if you can't make the whole trip, join us for part of it. And, you know, gallop to Albuquerque even. And then we'll just sit down and try to figure out overnight stops, try to get some speakers involved, things of that nature. And really, as you can tell, it's a loose idea. But I'd sure like to hear your thoughts on that. Jim Ross has done a great job with his deep tracks, but overlaid onto Google Maps. Okay. Well, Nolan, thank you. Jim Ross, of course, kind of related, unrelated. He did the tremendous book on Route 66 bridges. What is that? Crossings, I believe it's called. Well, Dune, how are things in Scotland today? I read an article sometime back about England, the UK's version of US 66. And as I recall right, it was a coastal road in Scotland. It's getting to be close to lunchtime here in my corner of the world. I eat breakfast pretty early. So let's take a couple minutes and talk about great restaurants on Route 66. Vanita, Oklahoma, of course, you have got Clanton's Cafe, which has been there since the 1920s. And now Beth Hilburn has taken on the Highway Cafe with her family on the other side of town. And that's not only a great photo op, they got some pretty darn good food there. I'm a big fan of pie and cobbler. And if anybody who's seen me, you can tell that I like my pie and cobbler. And Clanton's Cafe, they have some great blackberry cobbler if you're in the neighborhood. I was really sorry to hear that the Wild Hare Cafe is up for sale in Elkhart. Peter and his wife are getting a little old for that, I guess, so they're thinking about packing it in. I'm sure somebody's going to take it over, and it'll be a great restaurant, but I just won't be the same. Cuba, Missouri. That's a good question. There's quite a few good places in Cuba I like. Frisco's Grill and Pub, Riviera Maya, right across the tracks there, just a block and a half off Route 66. And, hey, the Rock Fair Tavern. That's one. It's about, four or five blocks off Route 66 on Highway 19. It's a 1930s roadhouse. Pretty good. Northumberland, England. Would that be the country where they filmed the Midsummer Murder series? Just curious. I have been very, very interested in that. Very good. I got it right. Thank you, Dune. That is beautiful. If you're not familiar with Midsummer Murders, it's a highly addictive series. You can find 20 seasons on YouTube, the Midsummer Murder channel. Extremely well done programming. What speaks volumes about that program is that it's been on for 24, 25 years. The photography is spectacular, and it is enticing. Very enticing. Other great highways. Any others that you'd like to throw in here while we're discussing this? I mentioned 12. How about number 2 up on the north end of the country? That's got some pretty great stuff. Here's a thought. Denny and everyone, you guys are kind of road trip people and enthusiasts. Has anybody done the Lake Superior Loop Drive? That's one that I really, really recommend. Berwick upon Tweed. Ooh. We definitely have to talk. You have really, really piqued my interest. I got into this program, Midsummer Murders, oh gosh, beginning of summer, I suppose. We started watching it. And it's really, really a habit for me. Yeah, US 101 and California 1, those are all, that's a great drive. Gets a little congested in spots for my taste. I like north. You get up north of San Francisco, all the way up into the rainforest in California. It's pretty neat. The Oregon Coast Highway, Pacific Coast Highway, Oregon Coast Highway. Yes, yes, indeed. Great little place there, Trinidad, California, that I really, really enjoyed immensely. Another one, of course, I mentioned US 6, but US 6 through Colorado, getting up over the Loveland Pass. Obviously not one we want to do this time of year, but it's a great summer drive. To the best of my knowledge, that's the highest U.S. highway in the country. Well, my friends, you know, I always enjoy this. I'm glad we could get together. I just wished we could do it in person. just sit around and have a cup of coffee. Wouldn't that be great? Back before I was locked out of Facebook on the Jim Hinckley's America page, we were doing a weekly live stream video program. It was a community events thing here in Kingman, trying to get a little interest in what's going on in Kingman. And we had the occasional guest like Delvin Harbor from California. I've talked to Jay Redding about possibly picking that up again in 2024 so we can create a greater awareness of what's happening in Kingman and networking with people in Kingman to bring to get things coordinated, if you will, neon sign restoration, these kind of things. I'll keep you posted on that. I have invested and I'm trying to learn some new gadgets, even though I haven't figured this one out entirely. I bought a GoPro setup and I'm working on harnessing this. And the goal for 2024 is to add some zest to our YouTube channel and use that as another platform for sharing America's story and inspiring road trips by telling people where to go. So if you got any tips on that, I'd like to talk more about that too and hear about it. The Jefferson Highway, Denny. Yes. It doesn't, now let's see, that goes from what, Winnipeg, Canada to, New Orleans, is that correct? Jefferson Highway 2024 conference will be in Alexandria, Louisiana, with a caravan leasing to it. You know, those people, they fly into the radar a lot. People talk about the National Old Trails Road because it's associated with Route 66. But the Jefferson Highway people are very active. And that's another one. Has anybody driven the Jefferson Highway from end to end, from Winnipeg to New Orleans? That's got to be kind of an interesting trip, right down through the heartland of the country. Denny, why am I not surprised? Yes, sirree, Bob. That'd be a great trip, too. You can't go wrong with road trips. You just can't. Hey, before we wrap this up this morning, do we have anything else we want to jump in here on? Like I say, in a couple weeks, we're going to have Carrie Barrick here. The calendar will be up on the Jim Hinckley's America website, and I'll have it on the Facebook page as well. James Hinckley or Jim Hinckley's America. Carrie Barrick is with the Oklahoma Department of Commerce and works with the State Association on the Route 66 Centennial Committee. And I'm really anxious to talk to Angie Paterik. She's put together the Route 66 Information Station. Does a really great job with that. I just got a couple of text messages here. Well, I'm not trying to be a name dropper, but yeah. Generally, when I do a book signing in Burbank, I do. Jay Leno does show up, show me. It's just one of his cars he wants to show me. And I keep trying. I really want him. I'd like to get him as a guest on the podcast some Sunday. He's not a big fan of road trips, but boy, I'll tell you, he's sure a fan of cars. Well, my friends, I really enjoy our visits, and I wish we could sit down just face-to-face and have a cup of coffee. And if any of you folks are in Kingman, around Kingman, and want to get together and do a chew the fat a bit, see if we can solve some of the world's problems, come up with some ideas, do a bit of brainstorming, well, give me a holler. You know, I'll even let you buy the coffee or a cold beer, or maybe we'll just switch that around. You buy the first round, the second one's on me. My friends, I want to thank you very much for joining us this morning. Invite your friends. This is an interactive program. The idea is to I just like to share road trips and inspire people and well, share America's story, encourage people, you know, to get out there, not only on the road, but to think different, support the small businesses, invest a little bit of time and money and putting places together. It's out there. My friends, until we meet again, I will bid you adios with a little bit of music from my good friends, Joe and Woody and the boys of the road crew at Road Crew. .com. Hey, did you know that Kingman, Arizona had a theme song? Joe and Woody and the boys of the road crew created a song called Kings of Kingman for the 2014 Route 66 International Festival. And they gave that to the city pretty much as a theme song. Don't know why it wasn't ever used, but you can find it on their website. Roadcrew66.com. Plans for this morning? Well, it is 32 degrees, but that's okay. We are going to get a walkabout. We're going to go out in the canyons here in a little bit. Anybody up for a walkabout on a frosty morning? My friends, until we meet again, adios and vaya con Dios, mi amigos.